More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the sickest fuck I know, Mr. Richard Avery.
That's Mr. Sick as Fucked.
Mr. Sick as Fucked.
To you, my friend.
You are pretty sick. I've seen your photography.
Thank you.
Like at least three photos or
something.
You should
see the videos.
I've seen some of the videos
as
well.
But you should see the videos that I haven't shown.
Oh, the private collection.
Yeah. The private collection.
The one, the burn drive, the one that you have to, that drive has to be destroyed.
Let's just put it
away.
There's a box of tapes in my vault that that I think a few of my friends do not want people to see.
I'm just picturing incriminating evidence.
Yeah. I always tell people, I save that stuff so that when I die, and I hope you will do this for me, I will die and you will take all that content and then show it and say, like, this guy was a sickest fuck. it's confirmed, you know?
Well, I don't know about a sick fuck, but he is a good guy. Today in studio, we brought in Mr. Kuro Garrett back to the show.
He reappeared. Hey. It was magic.
Sounded like for a quick second there, you forgot how to say crow.
I know. I stumbled. Mr. Kuro Garrett. There.
This takes me back to my wrestling days.
Exactly.
Sometimes I stumble on my words. I've done this a long time and I still fuck up. And the three fans that listen to this, you know, usually put up with my shit. So, guys, when you listen to this, I want you to tweet that I fucked up saying Crow's name and go ahead and throw it out there.
Oh, he owns it. That's the best part about it.
Guaranteed at least one person's going to do it.
Well, what's good is you usually screw up like once or twice in every episode.
Yeah.
At least.
Given the fact that I listen to the show, can I be that one guy who does it? Like, I'll go on Twitter and be like,
do you actually do listen to the show?
Yeah.
I know.
He's number three. We never knew who the third person
no,
was.
No, I'm surprised. I actually do have listeners, people that tweet about it, and it's really sweet.
No, and you get a lot of listens on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud does pretty well.
Oh, nice.
I mean, not the last episode, but I think the episode before that, I think had over 200.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm not Howard Stern here, but, you know.
Or Mark Maron, or Michael Rapaport, or...
pretty much anyone that has...
let's be real. Howard Stern's not Howard Stern anymore.
No, Howard Stern hasn't been Howard Stern in a decade.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Mr. Avery has tapes and hard drives and such that he needs to get rid of. Do you have a box of... just so you know, we're going to just randomly talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
Sweet. So I got good questions for him.
No, I do not have a burn box. All my stuff is out there in the open for everybody to see. Yeah, I don't care.
So you're fine. You're fine with whatever happens out there.
Yeah.
Now, I heard a rumor. There's a rumor out there going around, spread around Hollywood, that you have maybe more of you than most people show out on the interwebs.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about this, Mr. Avery?
No.
Somebody's dick shows up on the internet.
Yep.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah, I have no shame.
Gabby just asked me on Saturday, she goes, has your dick been on the internet? And I said, no, and it never will be on the internet. And she just looked at me, she goes, we should get it on the internet. I'm like, no, it's not going to be on the internet.
It's the latest fad. Everybody's doing it now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, and that's... And
your dick's on the internet.
My dick's on the internet, but I went out and, you know, did the whole I'm performing and putting out a DVD and did all this. I made a little bit of money. You just did this for shits and giggles.
Yeah, no, it's like a fetish or so, I guess you would call it, kink. Like, I go onto chatterbait.com and spend a little time on there and... I'm an exhibitionist. I enjoy showing off.
Wow.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Now, did you do it in a private manner, like where you couldn't see your face, or were you just
all out
there?
No, my face is out there. Like, I have no shame in
this
whatsoever.
Would you ever do a porn scene?
No, and the only reason why is I know what it takes to actually be a male porn star, and I know that I can't do that. But if it's me one-on-one, just
with
like,
a camera
by myself with a camera, or even like in times in the past, I've had friends come by and have a little bit of fun on camera and everything. Yeah. As long as there's no director just telling me, like, you should do this.
That's why I used to always tell, like, the idea of a porn director. I was like, people are like, why don't you direct porn? And I was like, how am I going to tell these guys how to fuck? Like, you know, Manuel, you need to fuck this way. Not like that. Let me show you how you should do it. Like, give them direction.
Just go in halfway.
Yeah.
Funny that you mentioned Manuel and directing, because he's been doing this for a long time. He knows what he's doing. And Red Light District, which is getting another plug, even though they don't exist anymore, they did a run of movies called Cum Fart Cocktails. basically what it was.
Nice.
And I believe one of our previous guests, Miss Aubrey Adams, was in one of these DVDs. So basically, the guy ejaculates.
You sure they weren't VHS tapes?
No, they were DVDs. Okay. The guy ejaculates into the girl's one girl's butt. She then farts, if you will, the cum out of her butt into the other girl's mouth.
I am so Googling this.
So
that's disgusting.
I was on set for one scene for this series, and the director was trying to explain to Manuel, who had, I believe, even directed one of the DVDs, who had done many scenes just like this, was explaining to him how to do this. And Manuel says, that's not going to work like that. Of course it's going to work like that. And he actually stopped and he goes, listen, I've been doing this a long time. I know what I'm doing. Trust me on this. I'll do it. Just start filming. I was like, it was awesome. I just took that director down a couple pegs. Which he needed to be.
It's all about owning your shit.
Do you know? Do you ever? Do they do scenes, or have you ever done scenes or seen scenes, or whatever, where they do snowball?
Do you know? No, I don't see that that often. I've seen it, but not that often.
I know a lot of girls that get asked to do that.
Yeah,
like, and that's just really sicko too. I think.
Seems like that was a Kevin Smith like Clerks thing.
Was it? Well, maybe.
Yeah, in the original Clerks, they talk about snowballing, and that's the first time I ever learned what it was.
So. Yeah, there's all sorts of weird shit out
there's
there.
There's weird shit out there.
Gooey bears and buttholes.
Yeah, who the nice. Fuck? I heard about this guy that shot a girl with gummy bears up her ass. It's genius.
It happens.
I love it.
I tried to talk her into Reese's peanut butter cups, but we didn't think it would look good.
That could go.
I like the gummy bear. Wait, hold on.
If you could get her to gape enough where just the Reese's peanut just stuck directly in there, that would be pretty rad. Yeah. It would get messy and kind of gross.
So here's, I'll tell you the dumb story is that, so in 12 years, I keep saying to all the girls, like, hey, I've done every food item you can think about rubbing on your body. I've done, just did Riley Reed with a cherry pie, like four cherry pies. You know, like, and so we keep running out of ideas, like, what else can we think of that we haven't stuck in a girl or rubbed all over a girl? So we're trying to come up, we keep running out of ideas, and I'm like kind of fresh out of ideas, and that's where the kind of the gummy bears all of a sudden came in, and they happened to be here, and hey, let's try them.
Go down to a store like Erewhon and go down the aisles and see what organic, vegan, non-GMO.
I tell you when we shot Riley Reed. So Riley shows up with four vegan cherry pies. And I'm just all like, I thought like I'd get to at least have a slice for myself or something, you know, like before we destroyed them. And I was like, it was really bad. Like vegan, I'm gonna enjoy messing these up. Like, really enjoy, because I hate vegan anything.
I hate vegan.
I'm gonna be truthfully honest. I haven't eaten yet tonight, so I'm actually like very hungry and turned on at the same time.
Like, so, how often do you use food in your sex life?
Actually, never.
Never?
I think the most I've ever gone was like an ice cube or so with an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I did the ice cube thing one time, and then I didn't quite know what I was doing and ended up inside of her, and then we lost it, and so she was like really cold and mad. Yeah, it melted. She was not overly pleased. It was my ex-wife. Sorry, dear. That was not... I was young and stupid. I would actually probably still do it again.
I would do it again.
I'm old and stupid. Yeah. So Crow, what's been going on? Like I said, we're just going to ramble through this one. But what's been, since last time we talked to you, what's been going on in your magic career?
Oh, I've been changing a lot, actually. I kind of quit taking gigs. I kind of put myself off to the side, not really accepting much other than just what can get the bills by.
So no more kid shows?
Yeah, no more kid shows. Well, especially now that the Chatterbait thing's happening, kid shows and Disney are out.
Out.
I can never work for Disney. So.
Do you dress up as a clown and do magic?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, wait a minute.
But I've always wanted to have sex with a clown. I just want to throw that out there. I'm owning my shit. This is me coming out.
So
the
if you're a girl and dress up like a clown and you go over to his house for Halloween and say trick or treat, you're going to get a hell of a treat.
Oh, if you do it during Christmas, it will be even better.
Oh, my God.
What about Hanukkah? Anything there? Wow, that joke just flopped.
Well, I just got the visual in my mind that like it can't just be a girl dressed up like a clown. Like,
do you want me to call Lexi Bell for you? Is that what you want me to do?
If she can bring a horn with her and like honk it while it's happening, this would be the best thing ever.
Some balloons.
Yes.
You know.
Do you think she'd be into a magician? He can do card tricks.
I don't know what she's into. I haven't talked to her in years.
We should.
I have no idea.
We'll tweet her.
Last I heard, she lives in Chicago. So I don't know. But clowns are spooky, scary, and freaky. Well,
I am now learning that women do love magicians.
Yes.
Especially sexy ones.
Sexy magicians.
Yeah, that's what they all say that, you know. They just want to see you do a trick. Like, show us some card tricks. You brought cards. I want to see a card trick.
This is going to be great to have on air.
On air.
I don't care.
Wait. And we do the play-by-play, and he's pulling out a deck of cards.
I want to see a good card trick.
And he's fanning them out.
Wait, first of all, are they real deck? Shaved, sliced, there you marked.
You've worked with cards before. You got this.
So one of the members of the audience is playing around with the cards. He sees that, yes, they are in fact cards. They are working. He's fanning them out many times. Shuffle, there we go.
Okay, they're real.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Here, we'll shuffle.
It's an ordinary deck in an ordinary deck of cards.
Yep, and he's shuffling them.
Right. Let's get amazed here.
Let's get amazed. Let's see. Okay, here we go.
I need you to tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Got it?
Yes.
Remember that card?
Wait. I have seen the card.
Oh, it's gone. But you remember it, right?
I've seen the card as well.
You saw the card?
Yes.
So we are fair enough to say I'm the only one here in this room who has not seen the card, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I want you to look me straight in the eyes. Now, do you play poker at all?
No. I used to play blackjack.
Play blackjack, okay. But do you understand the idea of like a poker face?
Yes.
Okay, so keep a poker face, not the Lady Gaga song. Just keep, yes. God, it took me forever to write that joke. It took me forever to write that one. I love it. So just keep a poker face. I'm just going to say words like red, black, red, black, red, black, red, red, black, red, black, black. Okay, so it's a black card. I know that. Let's go a little bit further. Let's actually go spade, club, spade, club, spade, club, spade, club, 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 club. It's a club. And ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, king, queen. Actually, I'm going to hold up my hands in the air right above my head. If we actually imagine an ace over here at the right hand, imagine a king over here at the left hand. You're leaning more towards the ace over here, so it's more towards the end. Let's go ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, save, ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, ace, 4 clubs.
They're marked. I saw them.
They're marked.
See, it says 4 of clubs right there.
Oh my God. That was.
It says 4 of clubs Mr. on Avery, the 4 of hearts.
Mr. Avery is shocked.
That was good.
That was good. So obviously we're doing this by audio, and I think that game actually worked pretty good as audio. So
this ain't my first rodeo.
That was good. That was very good. Do you do that in front of like now you work up and I don't know if it's called working or but you perform at the Magic Castle.
Yeah, I perform there.
Have you done this trick up there? Is that too simple for the Magic Castle?
No. This is I mean there are many variations of this trick. You can find anybody who does mentalism and they'll do something kind of like this. But I'm kind of proud of this particular thing because the way that it works I kind of came up with myself, so I'm very proud of it. And yeah, I do whatever I want whenever I perform. So,
are you ever wrong?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's something I can say. I've never been wrong. So,
that's my magic trick. What do you think your percentage is? What do you think your percentage of right versus wrong?
Well, when you're reading people, and that's mostly my job, is like it's not mentalism. I'm not reading a mind. I'm actually just basing everything off of like facial reactions, even though I tell him like keep a poker face.
The cards are marked. I know they are.
Okay,
everybody's gonna think.
When we go off the air, I'm doing this with me. I'm gonna see if I can pull this off because I have resting bitch face. But I'm now all excited. So who knows? I'm gonna probably give it away instantaneously. It's gonna be the.
Do you know the trick, the four ace trick though? Do you know that one?
Which one?
Well, I know there's a bunch, but there was the one where it's done with four aces though. I think it's like four cards or something. Well, no, that's. This goes way back to my childhood. I just remember seeing this trick. I think it was called four aces, where they pull out the four aces, they get them all mixed up, and then they end up pulling out the four aces out of the deck.
Yeah,
isn't that the four aces? I mean,
yeah, there's a few different versions of it. I mean, I can do different versions of it as well. So.
I always just thought that was super cool. I think I saw, I want to say it was Di Vernon or something like do that trick. I always thought was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, Di Vernon does a lot, or did. He's no longer alive at the moment. He's making a comeback, I swear.
Did he invent, I know he was his cups and balls. Did he invent that? No, he didn't invent that, did he?
What Di Vernon really did
was... Or was it a chop cup?
He did the cups and balls, is what he was famous for. It wasn't what he invented, but he was popularized the idea of the cups and balls. What Di Vernon really did was he was the one of the first major magicians to take the idea of close-up magic and make it as popular as it is today.
Yeah.
So, meaning me doing a card trick right here in front of you, that's close-up magic. If it's on a stage, that's stage magic. And then if it's a little bit further away, like in a living room, that would be parlor magic.
Right.
But with close-up magic, throughout its history, it had a time where everybody hated it.
Yeah.
Magicians hated it. Nobody was getting booked for it. Everybody thought it was like one of the stupidest things in the world. It was like, who does card tricks in front of people?
Yeah.
Don't know why I went to that 1920s voice. Exactly. It was the 1920s. That's what happened. That's how they talked. Yeah. But
if you can start talking like a gangster, we're tying him up, see, and we're gonna do this, see.
He's gonna do a card trick,
and he's gonna do magic, and he's gonna appear, and he's gonna disappear, and we're gonna do this.
Yeah, but what Di Vernon did was he was really popular. Ooh, somebody forgot to turn that phone off.
Sorry.
First time on set.
My bad.
Yes.
Kids today.
But what Di Vernon did was he really popularized the idea of actually, he came from New York to Los Angeles with the hopes of like living at the Magic Castle, basically.
Right.
And everybody who knew who he was because he popularized close-up magic the way that he did.
Well, when I was a kid, he was the man. Like, he was always like Merv Griffin show, Mike Douglas show, Johnny Carson. Like, he was always like those guys can make a living just doing
shows. He was known as the Professor.
Yeah.
So the Professor, when he had his time at the Magic Castle, that's what made the Magic Castle as popular as it is today.
Yeah.
Was all the magicians wanted to travel there in hopes to actually learn from Di Vernon. And a bunch of them did. A bunch of them got to at least see him from a distance.
Yeah.
Some of them even got to hold his cigar. That was about it. So,
wow.
So you were before we went way off into geek magic going on there, you mentioned you're changing up your show.
Yeah, kind of changing it up. I'm at least changing up the personality, everything else.
A little bit. I'm changing
up the personality. I'm changing everything. No, so some of the material is going to stay the same because it already had that transition into the Billy Badass that I'm kind of going back to. When I was about like 28 or so, I had this whole Billy Badass of Magic kind of persona, and I got rid of that for a while in hopes to like learn more and kind of get out there a little bit more. It's hard to get booked for a party while you're not wearing a suit and no sleeves and showing off all the tattoos. But because of like
the much whole, like you are this evening.
Yes, trying to be the badass biker dude who does card tricks and sexy ladies.
When it comes to magicians, I hate the guys that are just. I don't know what I was watching recently where I just was watching some stuff on YouTube. And it's the guys that just are so cheesy.
That's kind of what gave me this.
It's like, let it go. Just.
Yeah. That's kind of what gave me this whole thing of like needing to transition into something new was the fact of like seeing a lot of magicians and not taking away from anybody. Every magician has their own reason for what they do and stuff. But I went to the Magic Castle one day and I had this epiphany of if you walk into every single room that has a performer in it, they're all wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Or they're all like, nobody really stands out. Everybody's wearing the same suit, same look, same this. And I'm like, I want to change it up. I want to wear a lot more leather. I want to be more badass. I want to be that risky guy.
I would say to you, just be honest, be whatever makes you happy, do whatever makes you happy. And I think that's what comes through, especially for a performer of any kind. I think honesty is the key to it all. It's like just whether you're, you know, Robert Downey Jr. and you're crazy or you're a rock star, I just think you have to be honest.
Yeah, and a lot of this came from the fact that I did like last year or so, I was doing wrestling training with Centino Brothers Wrestling Academy down in Bell Gardens, California. Shout out to you guys. And learning from them, I didn't want to be a wrestler or anything. Yeah. I just wanted to learn just to see what it was like.
I'm a big fan. I just want to learn how to do a pile driver.
Yeah. I've been suplexed. I've been power bombed. It's awesome. I love
wrestling. Gosh.
I miss it. I love it. But I love watching wrestling. And the one thing that like kind of popped into my head was, what if you gave The Rock a deck of cards?
Yeah.
What if you can get a little bit more of that attitude, a little bit of persona and stuff? So.
And trust me, you would smell what he's cooking.
Yes.
I was going to go with the people's elbow somehow, but...
You could see, like, you could be like, this is the people's deck of cards.
Well, the other...
people chose the four of clubs. So yeah. The people are gonna. I'm gonna tell what the card they picked.
The other risk that I have though is also trying not to be cheesy about it. I mean, there actually are magicians who are also have that personality of a wrestler. There's one guy in Vegas who goes by the name The Shocker. He carries a belt with him. He's got the mask on and everything. He's funny. He's good. I love the guy for what he does. But he'll always be that comedian type of guy. Yeah. I kind of want to be a little more serious than comedy. I mean, I still have my comedic background and stuff that I want to hold on to, but that's what he does. I want to do what I want to do.
I think I'm not going to tell you how to do your career. I know enough magic and magicians my whole life. If I would give you any advice, I would just say be you. Your look should be one thing, but your mannerism, I would tell you to be cool and honest, but be cool and don't, just because you look a certain way doesn't mean you have to act a certain
way.
Yes. Do you know what I'm saying? Very true. You can keep your look, but also then it's like, you know, it's like be a Hell's Angel, but be the nicest Hell's Angel in the world who's not, you know, crazy or something like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense.
Like, be the nice guy. Like, they might go, ooh, he looks mean and tough, but all of a sudden you're the nicest guy in the room and you're doing these tricks. It's like, almost like a juxtaposition of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, but back in my past, from when I was a body piercer and everything, working at a tattoo shop, that's where I kind of got comfortable with the whole, like, no sleeves, showing off the tattoos and everything. So really this is me going back to my original roots and being...
How old were you when you got your first tattoo?
Oh, first tattoo? 18 years old, week after.
No, do you have any tattoos?
No, I have no tattoos and I will not get any tattoos.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You gotta get one, Mo.
I have no...
You gotta get the average Mo logo across your back.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Like a tramp stamp.
Don't do it.
I will not. No, I have no interest whatsoever in getting a tattoo.
They hurt.
You're such a pussy.
Shut up.
Be a man. Get a tattoo.
Maybe when I get older.
Get a sleeve.
So when
I almost got a sleeve 2 years ago.
Ooh. Wait, can we? Since you were talking about tattoos and you mentioned earlier the whole ChatterBait thing, those two things actually collide with each other. And
collide?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
They collide.
Collide. There we go.
Collide.
So
collide.
I couldn't say your name, but you couldn't say collide, so I win.
Touché. Somebody is on the ball today.
Okay, something with ChatterBait and something with tattoos.
Wait, ChatterBait is...
It's an adult webcam.
I know what it is, but I thought...
He masturbates on webcam.
I know that, but I'm just thinking ChatterBait. Okay. I'm trying to visualize.
Chatting and baiting?
Yeah,
exactly. That's basically what you do.
So
there's a lot of weird, freaky people out there.
I know.
So Crow is a very special young man.
Is he as special as you?
No, he's more special.
Okay.
He's ballsier than I am because he did something that I wouldn't get a tattoo.
Are we talking about the tattoos?
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason why I'm so comfortable and being
you're pierced?
Out there, no, I am actually tattooed on my penis.
Okay. What do you have a tattoo? It says...
the words rock out.
On your cock.
Yeah.
And the studio audience is going wild.
It was awesome. Well, the reason for it was when I was a DJ at a show, so I was a body piercer, DJ at a strip club, did wrestling training. I've got a weird life.
Very weird.
Yeah, but when I was DJing at a strip club...
Who talked you into that? How drunk
were
you?
Hold on.
No, I talked myself into it. I was looking up at one of the TVs and there was of course it's a kind of nasty strip club that's playing porn 24/7 throughout it. And I looked up at one of the TVs one day and I saw a male performer, Rob Rotten, who has the word poison tattooed on his cock. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. And I was going through this phase where I wanted to be ballsy. I wanted just to be this risque type of person and stuff. But I also had that comedic aspect. I wanted something where I could be I'll do that. I'll get a tattoo on my cock, but I also want it to be funny. That way, in case if I drop my pants in front of a girl, at least she has a reason to laugh.
I don't ever want to have a girl laugh if I take my clothes off. ever.
It was just me setting up for failure. So, so I got it and everything, and it was awesome. Best tattoo I ever got.
You had no idea this is where this cook is.
I want to tattoo my cock. Okay, let's do that. All right, cool.
It's a great conversation starter.
Did anybody ever just say to you, hey, that might not be a good idea? Did anybody suggest maybe you might want
to? There was one tattooist that said, when you get old and 70-something years old and everything, it's going to be all disgusting looking.
Way back in the day.
I'm happy.
like when I got my tattoos, I got my first tattoo in 91. Yeah, 91 is when I got my first one. And I've thought about getting more recently, but then I kind of like, always, too lazy.
I have no desire. I'm nothing. No desire whatsoever.
You
have
none at all. No. You would never do it.
Maybe like an eagle carrying a dead pig on your chest. Yeah.
No, I have no interest. Born in the USA. No idea why. None? I have no interest of doing it maybe whatsoever. Like, maybe a bat symbol.
Would you get if you got married? Would you get your wife's name?
No. Don't do that. Don't
I already
do that.
Got married once.
Tattoo curse, right
wouldn't
there.
That wouldn't have lasted very long.
Yeah, tattoo curse. It's like within 7 years or so after getting a tattoo that has to deal with your significant other.
Yeah. So, Crow, what is the future?
He's like imagining. He's like, ooh, an eagle with a dead pig.
No, I'm not. Cool. So, what does the future hold for you? You're changing up. Are you staying on Chatterbait? You still gonna people can go out there and see your penis and see?
Yeah. Well, recently within the magic community, somebody stumbled upon it, or two guys stumbled upon it. I know exactly who they
but
are.
But like, how do they stumble upon it?
I'm not gonna out them.
They tripped over it.
Yeah. Yes, I love that. Still holding on to that. But the two guys stumbled upon it, and then they were kind of jerks, and they put it all out there for the whole magic community to know. So I got basically slut-shamed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. By a bunch of magicians. How lame is that?
It was awesome.
Like, just how lame is that? Like, man, I'm getting shamed by a bunch of magicians. Well, like, you slut. Like, really?
For the community, I will actually, in their defense, I will actually say that when it came out and everything, I made my little statement towards the magic community, which it sounds so political, but yeah, I just made my little statement, and everybody was very supportive. There was a lot of people that were just very out there and were like, dude,
in this
do
day
you.
And age,
yeah,
none of that shit should matter to anyone about anything.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, it just kills me this day. We were just talking about this today with somebody. I was just saying, like, in the world we live in today, whether it's porn, girls doing whatever, like, nobody should be shocked about anything anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, like, for me, it's my views on sexuality is it. Embrace it, love it, get it out there. Like,
pay for it,
and
get a receipt.
Yeah, you like
tax write off.
Yeah, I mean,
I always do.
Yeah. I look at like America's teen pregnancy rate as opposed to Canada's teen pregnancy rate, and there is a drastic difference between the two. And a lot of that is based on the idea that like
Who would want to fuck a Canadian? That's
true.
The problem. I would.
No, I love Canadians.
I hate Canadians. I get in trouble with them all
Canadians.
The time.
They're
all
awesome.
The time.
I love Canadians. They're some of the nicest people I've ever met.
That's the problem. They're too nice.
Well, but right? when you look at those teen pregnancy rates, though, like the culture in Canada is parents actually talk to their kids, right. Say, hey, here's a condom, put it in your wallet. Kids don't shame each other if they find a condom in somebody's wallet.
Can we get Lord Morpheus
wallet.
On the phone and ask about it?
Yes. Mr. Lord.
That was actually the last podcast that I heard of More with Mo.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. How did it sound?
It sounded okay.
That was the Skype thing.
It was our first time doing Skype. So if anybody listened to it, please go ahead and put your comments on Twitter or on the blog, and let us know what you thought. And you know if we should do this Skype thing again, it was worth a try.
Yeah,
he was in the great state of Canada. It wasn't like we could do much.
Exactly. Man, the Wi-Fi sucks out there.
Exactly, because they're too busy fucking their teenagers.
Wow.
Oh, this just got dark.
So you're changing up your show. Any other big, huge plans for the future for you?
No, not at the moment. Just kind of getting out there and trying to present this new badass Crow.
Badass Crow.
It's badass Crow.
Nice.
I've always been badass, but now I'm embracing it.
Now you're embracing it. Well, Crow, thank you so much for coming out, doing the show, just rambling along, talking about magic.
Can you do penises. Us one more trick, please?
Talking about my penis in my hand.
Yeah,
penis.
I want to see one more trick.
Okay, one more trick.
That should be the trick that I end with, is my penis in my hand.
Yeah. Watch this penis disappear.
That would be awesome.
I like tricks. I'm sorry, Mo.
Okay, we're going to do cards. One more.
Color commentator.
Okay, so he's shuffling the deck.
I'm going to watch him shuffle.
Shuffling.
Okay.
And all the false shuffles. He's I never do that shit.
Shuffling.
Still shuffling.
And what I'm actually doing is locating. Nope.
Oh.
That was two cards there. And given the fact of what you were talking about earlier, that's one, that's two, that's three, that's four. That's all four aces.
Fuck you.
He just shuffled the cards numerous times and just pulled out four aces out of the deck.
Go fuck yourself right now. Take your penis and get
I'll
out.
I'll do it on Chatterbait.
That was impressive. Crow Garrett, that was amazing. Wow. Thank you so much. Where can people find you out there on the interwebs?
Oh, find me on Twitter at Crow Garrett. Find me on Instagram at Crow Garrett. Find me on Facebook, Crow Garrett.
There we go. Mr. Avery, anything to plug for you this week?
Not today.
Not today. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud. You can listen to the show on iTunes and theaveragemo.com. Thanks for listening.